What's your name?
My name is Spike. What's your name?
My name is Princess Dwyn.
Yes, you have questions for me.
What color best describes your personality?
I would say midnight blue with a little bit of moonlight in the background.
Why is that?
Why is that? Well, I think of myself as kind of a reserved person, always holding a little back. So maybe a few clouds over the moon.
What's your dream job?
Oh, monarch. I don't think it's going to happen, though. Maybe one day. My mother thinks so. You think I could, right?
I think so. I don't know you very well, but you seem in command.
Like, as good as my
I don't know your sister.
Well, trust me.
Sounds like there's some jealousy.
Oh, no, no. No, I wouldn't go that far. No, she's a darling.
What three words would your best friend use to describe you?
Oh, I don't have any friends.
None?
Well, I have political associates. I wasn't really allowed to play with other children.
Is there anyone that you're close to?
Oh, well, my mother would say I'm close to her.
But you're not?
Well, I think that she's closer to me than I am to her.
Okay.
She's a little protective.
What is your most treasured possession?
Oh, a glass horse. Well, horses. I've never seen a horse. Okay. I'm not allowed to leave the palace because I'm always sick. But I've always imagined how wonderful it would be to go see a horse. And so I have a glass horse from when I was a child. Wouldn't that be lovely? Do you think horses exist?
Yes.
Have you seen one?
Yes.
Oh. You must be from the lowlands.
Yes.
You don't live on the mountains?
No. Do you prefer cats or dogs?
Too much energy. Probably cats. Dogs are too much energy.
You mean they're too energetic or they require too much energy?
Oh, both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're loud.
What book are you reading right now?
Oh, political books. I like to study politics. Okay. So some histories. Also some of the histories of magic. I think I have discovered a new way to tap into we have this birthright, this gift that's passed down from each monarch to the next generation to the next generation of monarchs. I think I found the secret thing that it does. Has the ability to heal. And my father doesn't use that at all. I don't think that my sister's going to figure it out. I think I'm going to figure it out. That's why I need it.
Who would be the first person you'd heal?
Me. I've always been sickly. I get these bruises. That's why my mother won't let me out of the palace.
Is your condition dangerous to you?
Yes. If I hit myself really hard, if I cut myself open, there'd be interior bleeding. It potentially, yes. Mainly, it's just a lot of bruising.
What makes you laugh?
I don't laugh a lot, really.
You do seem serious.
I think when people make foolish mistakes, and you can kind of catch them at that, and you know better than they do, I think that just puts a grin on one's face to know that, you know, no matter how cocky they are, you know, they all have their downfall.
Do you have a downfall?
Oh, I don't think I've had enough opportunities to have a big downfall. Mm-hmm. I'd like the chance to have a downfall to see more of what I could do.
Do you remember when you first realized you wanted to be a monarch?
Oh, well, I think it comes with having a sibling, particularly a twin, that anything that they can do, you know, you compete with. We used to get along. Can you imagine that, me and my sister? We used to get along very well.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
I'm cunning. I'm very politically astute. I'm patient. I can bide my time. I don't like biding my time.
Are you close to your father?
I wish I was, but not really. He's always out traveling, you know, visiting the kingdom, keeping it, you know, in line, helping things grow, using his superpowers. So, no, I wish I was, but I just don't have his respect the way that my sister does. Oh, he dotes on her. I mean, I could be every bit as good if they'd give me a chance.